Hello and welcome to today's episode of FD Capital's podcast. I'm Adrian Lawrence and today I'm talking about how a CFO should prepare for a flotation. It's certainly one of the most exciting opportunities a finance director or CFO could have in their professional career. A flotation really makes a career for somebody and builds a reputation, particularly if it's successful. Obviously it could go the other way if it doesn't achieve a share of success. There are crucial steps and considerations to ensure a successful and smooth transition to the public market. Here are some of the things to consider. Firstly, evaluating the company's readiness. The company's financial health, growth prospect and market positioning needs to be determined to be right and the right time for a CFO to push the button on an IPO. And those sort of factors to consider are revenue growth, profitability, competitive landscape, market conditions and regulatory requirements. Assembling a strong team. You need a strong financial team of experienced professionals to get an IPO out. That includes investment bankers, legal advisors, auditors, and internally a good strong team of qualified accountants, financial controller, group financial controller, management accountant. And those sort of key appointments need to be in place and right. Financial statements and compliance. The financial statements need to comply with the accounting standards. And of course, if you're listing, for example, on the London market, then the Yellow Book requirements need to be met as well. There's going to be a due diligence process where a prospectus is prepared and comprehensive financial information is needed to get that ready. Financial planning and forecasting, a robust financial model and projection is needed to show investors the potential for profitability and growth. Internal controls need to be right to make sure the organisation can produce the standard of financial information and investor information that is required in the appropriate time. Investor relations and roadshows. An investor relations strategy is needed and roadshows are needed so investors and shareholders are kept up to date with the company's progress against target. Regulatory and legal compliance. It's important to have compliance with the listing rules and security laws and other disclosure requirements. Risk management is important and post-IPO transition. Once the team is in place, the standards required need to be enforced to make sure everything is as it should be. There's been no end over history of profits warnings and issues where newly listed businesses have failed to report their accounts on time, had their shares suspended, and other horrible things which have ended up losing credibility with the financial markets. So it's important to avoid those type of situations. And how to achieve that is to have the right team in place, and that's where FD Capital comes in. We're a leading recruiter of FDs and CFOs with IPO experience or listed company experience. So please reach out to us if you're in the market for somebody suitable. Our website and business can be found at www.fdcapital.co.uk. Thanks for listening.